confess them. In the afternoon, waiting for somebody to pick me up, I've never liked to wait. This year I've wasted much time waiting for people to come here. Belief in the arbitrary symbols of time distract from enlightenment, and I have distracted myself from enlightenment for too many years now to be distracted by my habits. I had planned this to be the beginning of a novel I've always wanted to write. In my mind, it would be a simple business. I could see the finished typescript, leaf through it. But it is something that would have to be done one Sunday afternoon. A casual creation, like catching a line drive one-handed, and in a circular motion, taking the ball from the mitt and tossing it back to the pitcher. Then in late afternoon, to gather twilight dreams from the shadows, to light a favorite pipe, smoke, and read through the day's novel, all 365 pages of it. Everybody plays the radio on Sunday, and all the windows are open, and all of the musics get tangled in the cherry trees, moving with the wind. Through these years, I've talked about moments with my friend Peter LeBlanc, the painter. We sit in a coffee shop drinking Italian coffee, talking about moments. Or we sit in a bar drinking wine or beer, or when there's some extra money, we'll drink Bloody Marys or Mexican beer or Spanish sherry or Ficklin's port from California and talk about moments. Moments in the making of a picture, a poem, moments in the act of love, moments between people when something beyond the expected happens, moments inside a man when he's made to realize that a moment is gone. We've been tracking moments for years, Peter in his way and I in my fashion. You know, it takes a lot of coffee and a lot of wine and a lot of money and a lot of time